Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm, this is the Black Dad.
In the flesh, ready to go.
Now you're unprepared.
Ready to go.
You're unprepared. We caught you.
Ready to go.
In 4K. You were caught.
That's ready good. To go.
Those are points away from you. Thank you guys for joining us.
Number one father and son podcast.
Yes.
In the multiverse.
In the multiverse. Thank you. Thank you. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Let's do a quick roll call. I see LA tapped in.
Okay, Chicago's in the building.
Chicago's in the building. NOLA's in the building.
GA's in the building.
Who else?
Chi-Town's in the building.
Columbus is in the building.
Houston's in the building.
Harrisburg.
Naptown in the building. Louisiana in the building. Minnesota in the building. We love it. Cincinnati in the building.
St. Louis.
We love it. We love it. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you guys for joining us. Hope everybody had an amazing weekend. I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
How was your weekend?
Simply amazing. We had some guests over.
We did.
We had Infinite Goddess over.
Yes, we had Ascending Infinite Goddess.
We had
Seek Rooms
from
Two Grumpy Men.
Two Grumpy Men. And
Leslie
came through.
Yeah.
So we were celebrating with some of our earlier advertisers. It just kind of organically happened. Leslie was celebrating her birthday. Infinite Goddess called and said she's going to be in town. So we drank, we ate, we smoked, and we was merry. How about that?
Yeah.
And there's a picture of us.
I didn't make the picture.
No, but you was in the building.
I was there.
Yeah, that's the picture. We all in the building celebrating, saying happy birthday to Leslie. Really had an amazing time. Just kind of living it up a little bit. So
yes.
That's how the weekend went, among other things.
I found out for real this time. I am washed. I went out with my friends on Friday night. And it took me a while to recover the next day. Like, I was hurt.
Oh, come on. You're only 20. What are you, 28?
I was hurt, man.
Come on, you washed.
Listen, man. In college, I used to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to wake up, like, nothing happened the next morning. Like,
let's
do it again.
That's
true. Yeah, we used to do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we did our work on Sunday.
and went back to school.
And then went back to school on Monday.
Yeah, can't do that no more. Mm-mm. Can't do that no more. Mm-mm. Happy 57th birthday to me tomorrow. Okay, Star Cox. All right, that's what it is.
Yeah, that
happy birthday to you.
And then Saturday, like I came over, saw everybody, said what's up to everybody. And then Sunday, what did we do on Sunday? Went to see my mother. That was it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me show you the T-shirt.
I like that.
It says, sorry, moms, you are not the dad.
I mean, and this is just, that's a preemptive shirt for, you know, the post that you're going to see on Father's Day.
You know the post you're going to see.
You know the post.
You know the post you're going to see. Oh, I'm a mother and a father. That nigga ain't never. Nope. You are not the father. Stop the craziness right now. Dad's in the hood. That's a dope shirt.
Yeah, I like this one too. This is nice.
Yeah, that's tough. You can get these on our website.
Yes, shopurbanx.com.
Because we you know, cranking up the Father's Day sales.
Yeah.
And you have to order between now and next Wednesday.
To get it prior to Father's Day.
Yeah, to get it prior to Father's Day. Yeah. If you want it for Father's Day, next Wednesday is that cutoff time, so the heat is on.
Yeah.
You saw it. You see the designs. What you waiting on?
Yo, I think this year a lot more people are celebrating Father's Day. It was a lot harder to get a reservation for Father's Day. Usually on Father's Day, you can just kind of like walk in.
Got you. So where you going on Father's Day?
I don't know, but from what I was told.
Because you're a father now.
And right, you know what I'm saying?
I have to accept that you can't just be at my house.
I can't just come over. I got my own stuff to do.
Yeah, I get it, man. No, that's crazy. I definitely get it.
But what else? Real quick, just want to remind everybody to get your memberships.
Yes. This is the countdown to 300.
Countdown to 300, man. After show 300, the show is going 100%. Not 100%, but it's going private. For the people who don't get memberships, you'll get clips on YouTube of it, of the podcast. But only members will get this live experience to where we're talking directly to y'all.
Yes, and like we said, we're going to add a couple of features. You can call in.
Yeah.
Express, you know. We'll see how we organize it. Either we'll pick a topic and keep everybody on the topic.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Because I don't want to hear, you know, because when I was 5, and then my mama, I was 7, and then when I turned 9, and we sitting there like,
yeah.
We got to kind of, you know. So maybe we'll pick a topic and just ask you to stick on that topic of the day.
Yes.
You know?
So $5 for a month or $50 for the entire year. Also, if you signed up last year for the membership.
Yeah, this is critical.
If you signed up last year for the membership, no, I'm talking about for the yearly ones. Y'all year is coming up in June because this is when we started the after show.
Right. So a lot of people, yeah.
So a lot of people signed up this year. So a lot of people hit me up. It's around this time, okay?
Yeah, you was thinking about canceling. Don't do it.
It's the only time you're going to be able to see us, B.
Yeah, man.
Somebody said, will the after shows be affected by this change? That's a fact, yes.
Yes, it will, because it'll be all one show.
Yeah.
It's all built in. Yeah, so we'll take some calls and...
And be more raw and uncut.
Yeah, more raw, uncut, uncensored.
Uncensored in our regular pod. And I'm excited for that.
I'm super excited. Will you curse every now and then?
I will.
Oh, right. Malcolm's going to say,
I will.
A curse word. I will. Let that fish out.
Yeah.
You know
what? Fuck it. I'm cursing today.
Oh, shit.
I'm cursing today. Fuck it. I'm cursing today.
Damn, dropping bomb. Malcolm is cursing. Set the shit off now. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, this sure. This is worth the price of admission.
Facts.
Lord knows. Peace. Oh, yeah. Lord knows is in the building as with us as well.
Oh, yes.
Of course. That's.
I got to hold the baby.
Oh, yeah.
I got to hold the baby. He was
got
cool.
Got some nice gifts.
Yes. They got me
a
Miami Hurricane golf shirt. That was tough.
I got a Cowboys shirt, so shout out to...
See, they're from Miami, so it was extra special for me.
I get it.
And
everyone, I want to add, everyone had a beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
C. Croom's got the young ones, and they keep him and his wife young. Ascending Infinite Goddess has bought 3 of her beautiful children with her, and we had an amazing time.
Yeah, that was dope.
It was dope. I'm still waking up now, you know. Shit, I'm trying to recover.
Yeah, see, y'all are washed. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I should. Like, I took a nap. I left.
Yeah, yeah.
I left everybody. They'll tell you. I was like, I can no longer do this.
Oh, and real quick, before we even get started on the show, Leslie beat him in pool.
She did.
Came and disrespected you.
She did.
In
she
your
did.
Home.
She did. She pulled out. And this was, and put the stick behind her back and
yeah, like she did the Uncle Phil. She was like, break out Lucille, and then yeah. started getting all fancy. That happened.
She did.
That happened.
That happened.
All right, so let's get to the show.
Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So first thing that came that happened this weekend, there was a mass shooting. There was a mass shooting in Philadelphia that I think 14 people were shot, 3 people were killed.
Yes.
As a result of that. I think it was a couple gunmen. One person actually got arrested today.
Oh, today. Okay. So that's the updated report.
And they're looking for another. And from what I hear, I'm not from Philly, but from what I hear, it happened on a very just popular block where cops...
Broad Street, they call Beanie Sigel the Broad Street Bully. Broad Street is one of those streets where a lot takes place.
A lot of cops are there. Yeah, so they're saying like, what the hell happened? Like, you know, like a cop's just not doing anything. How is this happening? And this seems to be way more brazen than just shootouts anyway. Me and mom and dad, we were talking about a shootout that happened in Coney Island the other day.
Yes. This
35 shots.
Right in front of the precinct.
Yeah.
Now, how bold is this? You shooting out right in front of the precinct.
Yeah.
So I think there's an unwritten code going on that police officers, I don't know if it's coming up from on high, mm-hmm. but they're not, well, first of all, they're not there to protect you anyway. But that's a whole nother story.
Certainly not going to risk your life. Oh, it was South Street.
They're not going to risk their lives, protecting you. But it seems like they're falling back even further, which lends to the gun control agenda in some sort.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a trickle-down effect because this thing is getting... It's always been bad, but every day now I turn on the news, there's a mass shooting somewhere.
It was South Street.
South Street.
So, but and here's
Thank
the thing.
You.
It feels like every time, like, you know, there's something in the news, every news organization is on one accord where they just pump out those type of stories, right?
So yes.
I heard about a mass shooting in Nigeria. I'm not sure how true that is.
50 people.
Like 50, yeah, something to that effect.
50 people
56
killed.
People, something like that.
Somebody said gunshots at a funeral.
I saw that story. It seems like it's just ramped up now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if, you know, when they talk about mass shootings, like that's like 3 or more people or something to that effect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the definition
of a mass shooting.
Right?
So I don't know if they're like manipulating the statistics or if they're real, you know, these things are happening and we're just seeing a light on it because it has political like fire under it now,
mm-hmm.
right? I saw Biden give a press conference and he talked about possibly lifting the liability off of gun makers. So when people get shot in these mass shootings and something like that, the gun makers can be liable to be sued. Now that's interesting because somebody else said, but what about Pfizer? And what about all these pharmaceutical companies?
That is a fact.
They're not liable if something
That is
happen.
A fact. That is a fact because the hypocrisy, it grows deep. Somebody said, well, why is their logo to protect and serve? They're here to protect property.
Yes.
Yeah, these are property managers. They protect the establishment. They're protecting the establishment and serving white supremacy or serving the elite. So you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got this real quagmire where you put your foot in your mouth talking about Biden about one aspect, and now we're talking about, like you said, why not Pfizer?
Mm-hmm.
Why not all these other companies who we have been under their rule for a very long time?
Yeah.
So this gun control, because in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or somewhere else, there was another mass shooting.
Yeah, that happened in Tulsa, yeah.
Yeah, so this thing is either they're showing us more of them.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to figure out, or they are actually revving it up. And it could have something to do with that jabby jab too, bro. Like these people could be out of control, like, you know, because at the rate in which this is happening, it's just crazy. It really is.
Because here's the thing. I refuse to believe that Americans are just that predisposed to violence and shootouts.
No, no, you...
Are we?
Look how long we've been watching video games with violence.
You can't watch video
movies
games?
With violence, rap music with violence. Okay. This thing has been permeating for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So just like watching a naked woman no more is not, it's no big deal. It doesn't move the meter per se. It's the same concept with violence, especially these young people who all got weapons. You know what I mean? And since they all have weapons and they have displayed a lack of fear to use these weapons against each other, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's really out of control what I'm seeing today. So, but somebody's going to take advantage. And I was explaining the Hegelian dialect to Eli, to let him understand, you know, what's really going on and what to expect coming out of this, because something is going to come out of this, because they always bring it to the threshold and then it falls back down. I think this time there are going to be some changes put in place. What's her name? The governor of New York. Whatever her name is. I believe she's already implemented some new laws or attempting to about handguns.
In New York, you can't have a gun in New York City anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the state laws, but I know in the city, if you get caught with a gun, that's 5.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know what that's doing other than just virtual signaling.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Did you hear, we didn't talk about this last week, when Tank won his fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving like, you know, post-fight speeches and stuff. He said, he was talking about his right or his left. He said, that Glock stay cocked. And then the guys are going to say, well, with
all the violence.
Gun violence.
Gun violence.
God, man.
Yeah, you can't say nothing. Stephen A. Smith on yesterday on the show was like, he made reference to a virus. And he said, whoa, this is the wrong time to be talking about. I got to take that statement back. I'm like, listen, this is the world we live in now.
This is nuts.
But yeah, this is very crazy.
Yeah, so I pay attention to all like the mass shootings that's happening, and just pay attention to the people who are quick to kind of want to make a move, because I even saw people, you know, what happened in Nigeria. I don't even know the full details of what happened out there, but I saw American lawmakers saying, see, like, what do you mean, see?
Yeah. Again, everything that happens can be, it can be related to us now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Something that's not directly, but look, this thing is spreading now. Now it's in Nigeria. And that may be a totally different agenda by which, you know, that took place. So I don't know all of the details, but I did see 50 people were killed in a massacre in Nigeria.
Listen, all I'm going to say is you use your Second Amendment, right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Rest in peace to rapper Trouble out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
He was killed yesterday, I believe, as a result of a domestic dispute. He was in the apartment with a young lady. I think her ex came by, tried to break into their house, and wound up shooting Trouble like one time in the chest, and it killed him.
Yeah, our deepest condolences go out to his family.
Yeah.
I'm not too familiar with his work.
Me neither.
But I heard he was very prominent and big in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's going through it.
Just recently bought his mom's a house.
Yeah.
I did hear a couple of his speeches speaking about not selling out and what that would, entail to keep him, you know, his soul to himself. So, this guy busts into his ex-girlfriend's house. And he's in an emotional state, unless it was something deeper going on. You know, let's say he know his ex is now messing with a prominent rapper.
Oh, yeah. That's hate.
And that's hate. And then, you know, you shooting up. Now you're on the run.
Yeah.
And now you will be living inside of a box.
And she's going to be with somebody else.
She's definitely going to be with somebody else. That's for sure.
Atlanta is going through it right now. Their music scene with Young Thug and YSL.
Yes.
It was another rapper, I think Lil Keith. He was from YSL. He died.
Well, you know, when a lot of our people converge in one spot and it becomes the new so-called hot spot, there's going to be a lot of violence. There's going to be a lot of money changing hands and a lot of mixture of energies, per se.
Yeah.
Especially people who are not from Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Georgia's become one of them spots where, you know, it's more populated by people who are not from there. And as a result, I think there's an imbalance in their overall community chemistry. And, you know, and the rites of passage now, I hate to say it, for a lot of these rappers now is to blow up and die.
Yeah.
Or blow up and go to jail.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the path of a lot of them today. Because as I mentioned before, you can't just be an artist anymore. You can't just, I can't just come out and say I'm an artist. You have to, somebody's got to co-sign you for you to enter into those realms of the rap game, trap game. Yeah,
I would love for somebody to do a doc on just like the underground.
I'm pretty sure somebody's working on it.
Because
somewhere.
I'm not gonna lie, like I remember growing up, like you would tell me all these things, and I was like, no way, right?
Yeah.
No way. Cops wouldn't allow that. I was being naive. Yeah, uh-huh. Police wouldn't allow that going on.
Yeah.
But they clearly do. And there are clearly like real unspoken rules that happen, especially when you go to the concerts and
yeah,
if you don't touch down with the mayor, that you know the real mayor,
it's all synced up. You better get clearance when you come through here.
That's crazy.
Like who vouched for you? I told you one time I did a show in Miami with Tim Dog, and you know, we booked it. We flew out to Miami, the whole nine yards. And when we got to the show, the entire venue was empty.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like 30 people waiting outside. Yeah. Like, oh, that's Tim Dog and Dot and KD used to call me. It was empty.
Wait, time out. This is during the time, was this the time he was beefing with Dre?
It was during that time, but we were in Miami.
Right. So was it just because y'all didn't touch down with them, or was it like a
the
three-way?
The first thing people, they asked us, they said, did Luke put this on? Because, you know, Luke is the mayor.
Yeah.
And we was like, nah. They said, nigga, well, ain't nobody here.
Yeah.
I didn't understand Luke's power until that moment. Yeah. First thing they said, is this sanctioned by Luke? like they didn't even take the chairs. When we walked in the venue, we still got paid.
Yeah.
When we walked into the venue, the chairs wasn't even down. I was confused. Yeah. I was like, how can the promoter book this? It wasn't a Luke event. So I only say that to say you got to be moving in these cities. And then a lot of these rappers, which I'll talk about more when we get to show 301 and above, This is an underground network. A lot of these rappers are trafficking for the government.
Mm.
They're trafficking guns and drugs and people for the government through the underground, black net. That's a part of the, they're not making any, all that money from rap music.
Absolutely not.
Right? Yeah. So they're being given a pass. And if you get out of line, or you know what I'm saying, you act like you don't want to do what you promised to do, they'll lock you up. And make it seem like you was a drug dealer the whole time. Because it's a double, triple-edged sword. They telling you to do it, but they filming you while you do it. No, go ahead, do it. You have to do it, go ahead. Now, when you get out of line, or not to get a little, you know, but when you want to make the crossover, they watching you. You got to bang out a few shorties. And I'm going to just keep it like that at Cold Word. And they film it.
Yeah.
So this is a double-edged sword. First of all, that's nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and second of all, we just filmed you. Mm-hmm. That's like really nasty.
Yeah.
And now what are you going to do? That's why all them rappers be drinking, and they all look like their life is sucked out of them. And then every now and then, one of them will say something to slip up like Cardi B. I say, you know, you know what it is, because, you know, you take that oath, or I can't say that. You take that oath, and next thing you know, you out here, and you don't want to be no more. It's a wrap. It's over. So, you know, this whole thing, it became the easiest way for your government to do what they do. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, like I said, I would love to like see a real doc, you know what I'm saying? Or who the players are and things like that. But it'll never see the light of day. Even though I think the music industry, I think it's over.
Yes, it is.
Of how we understand it.
Yes.
Right? just the fact that all these people, all these major figures are selling off their music.
Yeah.
It's clear, like, something is about to change, just like when it went from CD to streaming. Like, that was a change.
That was a quantum change.
Yeah, that was like, whoa, right? That was huge. And I think it's going to change again. I am going from the fact that all of their publishing, all of their masters are getting bought by the same, like, 2 to 3 companies.
Yes, yes.
Somebody said, I'm trying to get to Malcolm Dazen Husha, but it won't load for some reason.
Don't worry, just kind of refresh the page. Let me thank Patrina, Jasmine. I appreciate the Cash App. And last week, I received a nice hefty Cash App, and it was from Free World Boss.
Oh, nice.
But he had a different name on it, so shout out Free World Boss. I probably should have gave you some of that, but I didn't.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They'd be like, give Malcolm goddamn.
I put the link to the shirt and the thing. But like I was saying, all these people's publishing is getting bought by the same, like, 2 to 3 companies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And those 2 or 3 companies are owned by the same 2 to 3 people or stuff like that.
Right.
I think it is a way to force people. I was telling you this earlier. I think it's a way to force people to kind of get acclimated into the metaverse and stuff like that, into NFTs, because I think the general public kind of adapted to that like they thought people would. Right, there was a big push, like with Facebook changing their name to Meta and stuff like that. There was a big push initially,
right,
and you thought, and I thought so too, it seemed like people were just going, well, this is it now, this is the new way, and a lot of people didn't go for it
because we haven't been properly allowed to ascend on our natural accord, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
so because our growth overall has been stunted by all the trauma, the imposed trauma that they're putting on us, we can't even perceive, a lot of us, not all of us, the possibilities of what the future holds. Mm-hmm. So it's a nudge. Same thing with the, you know, with your new phone and the jibbity jab, all in 5G, and they're trying to collectively push this thing along, but they're trying to inorganically push it along, and it's causing problems. It's a feedback.
Yeah.
It's a natural, it's sort of like almost trying to make me celebrate Gay Pride Month.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? They keep pushing it and pushing it. Like,
you said those Marlins players, there's 5 Marlins players who didn't wear any of the Pride stuff because they said just no.
No. No, motherfucker. No. And that should be suffice.
Mm-hmm.
No. What are you homophobic? No, I'm not, none of that. I'm just not gonna wear it.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And you can't do that now because now people are looking at you sideways.
But I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I think there is like a natural just pushback amongst the people, like to just kind of go backwards when we push too far one way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Technology, everything's making it so easy, and as a result, our attention span is short.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people don't have any tactical, like, skills of anything,
they don't.
Right?
It's evident,
right?
Yes.
A lot of people out of shape and things like that. But what you're seeing is more people kind of go back to just, like, not the way stuff was natural, but just, like, a step back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There was stories of people having dumb phones, right? Just phones that literally just made phone calls. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they found themselves being too distracted. We saw the Netflix doc on social media, how it's just kind of corrupting people, and people just wanting to just delete their social media altogether. Like, it's forcing people to go back because that is just more comfortable.
Yeah, because I'm comfortable. That water's too deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like to stay close to the shore in case some shit happened.
Right.
You know, you get out there, you're swimming too deep in crypto this and NFT that, and it sounds great. And for those of us who were able to take that venture and understand it, these are the ones who at this specific time, I feel, were chosen to be the vanguards of, you know what I'm saying? But it's always a trial and error thing. To get everyone to understand it, I have to be able to understand it like I can understand my life.
Yeah.
It has to be integrated, not where you forcing me into this and I got money in it and I can't even, I tried to get my money out one time and I couldn't. I could see the money.
Yeah.
And they said, no, you need to get another wallet.
Yeah.
And then you got, and it just was like, how? And yeah. I just called and I got on some nigga shit. I said, look, miss, I want my money, man. Like, how can I just get my money? Stop giving me these hoops and you need a 47-digit code and 16 passwords that alternate and all this shit. Just give me my money, man.
Yeah.
As soon as I go to the bank, just get my money out, man. Yeah. Put my little four. Look around.
Yeah.
Put my little four code.
Yeah, that's it. And
give me my money, man.
People are going back to that. Like, prime example. I remember, I've complained about like the force, like politicizing in movies. Like, they always got to put something, I'm using woke, like the term how they use it, but some always like, this person has two moms or he got two dads or this. It's always something in these movies now. And surprisingly, those movies don't do well. Mm-hmm. Not surprising, but they just don't do well. And the studio's just not seeing the writing on the wall that this does not work, right?
Yeah, but remember,
Top Gun Maverick came out.
Oh.
And it's doing numbers because they said, like, I read reviews and said it's none of that in the movie.
It's just an alpha movie.
And they specifically did that on purpose. They said, we want none of that in this movie. Just make the movie.
I like it.
And it's breaking records. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't know. It's some hope. A glimmer.
All right. Speaking of that, isn't Whopper got a new...
The Whopper they have.
Whopper got a new burger out
In Australia. There's the Pride Whopper. It's like two top buns and it's two bottom buns. I think that's hilarious. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh man,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Wow, two top buns, two bottom buns. Wow,
that's hilarious.
That is hilarious, man.
They, you know, they should do. They should have put the bottom bun on the top. And the top bun on the bottom.
Then that, if they was really
for the tease.
True. See?
Yeah.
See, if they was really wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
They wasn't really wrong.
Then with no buns. You know what I'm saying?
Then with no buns, just like, you know.
Just lettuce and
just lettuce
in the bun.
Yep. That's what they should have did. Malcolm, you're going to hell. That was not nice. You know what I'm saying? But no, this is where it is now. Everyone's trying to get in. And Bay Ridge in Brooklyn is a very famous place. They're calling it Gay Ridge.
No way.
Because they're having a parade and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Gay Ridge for this week coming up. So, you know.
Oh, man.
To each his own, man. To each his own. Just don't, again, I always have to state my position. What you do in your personal life has no bearing on my existence. You're like a blade of grass that just insignificant in the grand scheme of my life.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't want to be forced to be put in situations where you force me to accept a reality that's not mine. That's it. Same thing with the jibbity jab, you know, and all that kind of shit. I mean, if you did it, you did it. You know, don't force me to jibbity jab. Shit.
People don't care about that either, but you know.
No, but I'm just saying. 5 years from now, they're going to say that it was your choice.
Yeah, exactly. This is true.
And choice is an illusion, right? Between those with power and those without. So it's a cosmic rule. You can't impede on nobody's free will. That's just a cosmic rule. However, I can impede on all the things around your free will. So you can't work at my...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Establishment, unless you got the jibbity jab. I didn't say you had to take the jibbity jab.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So when it's looked at it from a cosmic standpoint and the Federation looks at it, you did that on your own free will. And then years from now, when you try to sue, whoa. You did that. We didn't. You signed on that line. So they got these weird little hacks to get into your free will space. So be careful of thoughts you think are yours, and they're not really yours. Yes?
Yes.
And speaking of that, is it time for a break?
Yeah, so we'll take a quick commercial break, and we shall return.
All righty.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So we've been talking about Elon Musk possible purchasing of Twitter for like the last month and a half.
Yes.
today or the day before, he kind of threatened to pull out of that deal, citing that Twitter, the organization, they're being real suspect with the information, with handing over the information with the bots and the spam bots and things like that.
Because he wanna take a peek behind the curtain now.
Yes, and again, remember, the theory was that's all he wanted to do in the first place was to get that out on Front Street and say, this app is no good.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? This app, like, think about how much, just, not disinformation, I don't want to use that word, just how much, like, chaos that app sows in the black community, political atmosphere.
It'll get you clapped.
Yeah, it is just so much chaos that comes from a Twitter timeline. So, the fact that a lot of these people that you're interacting with that sway politics are bots.
Yes.
Right? Set in by Twitter themselves.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's crazy.
And to see how it works in real time is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How a thought, an ungenerated thought, like the thought didn't come from a human, it came from a bot. And to see it pick up momentum and grab the energy of humans until it becomes a real thing is an amazing thing. This meta world, a multiverse, metaverse, whatever you want to call it, is crazy now.
I was reading this book called Atomic Habits a while back, and he talked about this experiment on how the experiment was like it's two lines, or there's lines on cards, right? And you have to match up which lines are the closest in size, right? And you're in there, and everybody else, there's 20 other people in there, and they're all actors. You're the only real person in this experiment.
Mm.
Everybody else they put cards together that clearly are not matches. But because you're seeing everybody do it, you must think, like, yo, something, am I bugging?
Yes.
And they talked about the percentage of the people who know in their hearts that this is wrong, and they still conform.
Absolutely.
That's
a science. That's a social science.
That is America.
Experiment. I told you, they got that same experiment with this lady. She walks into a doctor's office, and there's other people in there. They all in on it.
Yeah.
And when a bell rings, everybody just stands up and sits back down. The first time she sees it, she's like, you know, right? And then by the third time, when they stood up, she stood up too. Like, bing!
That is
so. It goes to show you
America.
The sphere of influence. Yes,
that is crazy.
No,
because
crazy.
We've watched it all year, since 2020.
Yes,
like we literally watched it. We literally watched like something that made entirely no sense, but because it seemed, and I want to say seemed, because I always say Twitter's not a real place.
Right, right.
It always seems like everybody else is moving this way, and then you just see people moving that way. Mask, bro.
And the this. Listen, the more technologically advanced, as we say, a civilization become, the dumber its people become, because there's no more critical thinking, there's no more analyzing, there's no more pondering the possibilities, right?
Right.
As I always say.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Straight. Linear minds.
Linear minds, thinking straight lines, right? They have forced you to think in a straight line, because they have, you know what I'm saying, made it seem like it's a narrow bandwidth in which you have to move down. You don't have to move down
there. Yeah.
I don't have to accept that shit you're telling me. But that requires an intellectual stimulus. You got to read. You got to sit and ponder. You got to weigh. And people don't want to do that no more. They want their phone. Hey, Siri, tell me what time the game is coming on. Hey, Siri, what's the meaning of this word? Hey, Siri, where are those Chinese midgets? I ordered them like a week ago.
Yeah, somebody said they outsourced their thinking.
Thank you so much.
Yo, but think about that, right?
Conformity, yes.
Yo, think about that, right? If people, like, they found it easier to just tell Siri or Alexa to turn on their music, right? That's more convenient. When 10 years ago, Apple Music didn't exist, right? Or just streaming, 15 years ago, streaming didn't exist. You had to actually have CDs or something like that.
Yeah. Or you'd have to have children. Hey, Dwayne. Yes, Ma? Turn the channel for me.
Yeah, Noble brought me the remote the
Wait a minute, Ma.
I think I hit a new level in parenting.
You're sitting right there, Ma.
Yeah.
You're sitting right there.
Yeah.
And you call me out of my room to change the TV.
I get it.
And back then we had the hanger and, you know.
I get it now.
Put the hanger in there and flip it around. And I became a human remote. She told me that. She said, I had you to go do shit. And see, now you already do
it. I get it.
And that's bad.
I get it.
No, but bring me that.
He was mad excited to bring it.
Yeah.
Clapped his hands and all that.
Early on, they're excited. Because it's like a task.
Yep.
When they start figuring, like, what the fuck? I'm in my room chilling. You're going to call me downstairs to do some shit? Yeah. Yeah, that's kids for you. That's kids for you.
Yeah, they made us lazy, man. Like,
yeah, and you on autopilot. You can be a functional illiterate in this day and time. And just, you can make it.
I saw a tweet and said, I forget people that the average American reads at an eighth grade level. I think it's lower than that.
It's got to be lower than that.
I think so.
Probably fifth grade.
I always forget about that.
Yeah, fifth grade level.
I always forget.
And then when you see the show, Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader? When you think about what they used to teach fifth grade.
Yeah.
Bruh. I'd be on that show like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was actually a great show.
Yeah, Eli cashed me out at one point. I was the most smartest nigga he knew until they started putting letters in the math. Yeah. And he was like, Dad, you really not that smart. You know, you like slow and shit. Nah, I was uncovered and shit, you know. But it works that way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I read a report about Netflix, and apparently they are no longer like dumping a lot of money into their original projects anymore. Mm-hmm. I think the most expensive thing that they did was either Don't Look Up or The Irishman. Remember, it was a bunch of...
That was the movies cost bread.
Bread, like star-studded. Those movies cost a lot of money. However, I've been reading that Netflix mismanaged billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just dumping so much money into these projects with no real way of just kind of making that back.
Yeah, I mean, because how do you make that back?
Exactly. So and before, they really didn't have to answer that question because they just had everybody's IP on their thing. But once everybody else got into the streaming game,
yeah, it's over.
So now you,
when everybody's streaming, nobody's streaming.
Right. So now you're thinking, okay, let me just put more money into our own original content so more people will come here. However, because it's so much content, people are not staying, sticking around.
Yeah.
And Netflix has a problem with canceling like their best shows after like two seasons.
Mm.
So people get upset about that as well. They're like, yo, what the hell? So we're not getting invested to begin with. It's a mess. And to watch a company that was so innovative, like there were courses taught on how Netflix disrupted streaming or how they kind of just revolutionized streaming.
But like anything else, it's a small window.
Mm-hmm.
You get in,
yeah.
You make your money, and you get out.
Yeah.
By the time everybody's doing it, it becomes saturated. You know what I mean? And that's the way it works with all of these fields. I'm telling you, it was a small window. I could have learned how to do web design. You know what I mean? Yeah. I even bought, it was a big, thick book, and I cracked it. You know what I mean? I opened up the first couple of pages, got something to drink, and was like, I'm not going to do this. Shit was language, and I said, fuck it. I'm just not going to do it. But I try shit. But then they came out to drag and drop.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody said, you know what? Drag and drop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. They got production now. Drag and drop.
Damn.
Drag the beat in, drag the sample in, synchronizes with the, the RPM of the beat. It tells you what keynote it's in.
Yeah.
So if you want to play keys,
yeah,
it's this shit is producers for goofies.
Damn.
I like it.
That is tough.
Yeah, I'm a goofy. You're going to hear my new album produced by me on some drag and drop shit. And that pisses real producers off. And they, tuning shit up. Like, nah, they're going to drag and drop, my nigga.
Fruity Loops,
nigga. Boom. You know? True story.
Somebody said, same thing with music, video production. Yeah.
Same thing, man.
But you know what's crazy? Me looking at that, like my hack would be, well, there's people who need to create those things and who need to program those things.
But there are people now going, wait a minute. I see it's a little phenomenon here.
Right.
People want to drag and drop backdrops and pictures, so they create Canva.
Right.
And they create the hack.
Yep.
That's ahead of the curve. Yeah, no,
true story. It's kind of lazy. No, it is. It is.
But it's lazy, but it's right in tune with this society is what I'm saying.
And I will say this, is we're talking about like actually like not and going backwards and having to like hone yourself and steal yourself. My boy who got a software engineering job, he busts his ass for like 2 years studying, going to boot camp, studying, doing like this. Got his job, got a great job, and then they trained him for a month. And then when he got to like his actual team, 5 different people told him he learned had to learn like 5 different programming things.
Yeah.
Like just something else.
No, absolutely.
So you always have to.
And especially in the tech world.
Exactly.
Especially in the tech world, because it changes. And if you are creative, you just want to create. I don't want to spend a lot of technical time tweaking and doing, you know, I just want to create. I want my cornbread in the box. I want to be able to put an egg in there with some milk. Bam, cornbread. I don't want to be having a mixer going and I got to make the flour. And I don't want to do all that shit.
Yeah.
I want a TV dinner.
Yeah.
You know, those was a big hit. When TV dinners came out.
That you talking.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
TV dinners.
The world was still in black and white.
Yeah, man. You put that. Niggas like, I could, wait a minute, I could put a whole meal. The shit had a little
brownie.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. You had your vegetables.
Little chicken cutlet.
You had a meat. Little juice that you take out before you heat it up.
Yeah.
Man. TV dinners.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's, I'm aging myself now, but that is a fact.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And then we shall return. Get your questions ready, because then we go into the after show after that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to do some after show stuff today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are back.
In the mix.
You was unprepared again.
Ready to go. Now, I'm doing a couple of lines of cocaine. Man, oh, I ain't got to put my business out there. Hey, man, we back. what segment is this? What part is anyway, we're back. We appreciate you. Support these businesses.
Yes, and support Eli's podcast. Speaking of, did he give you $100?
He gave me that $100 immediately, but I told him to hold it.
Okay.
Because we got a 2-part bet.
Okay.
I won the first part.
Yeah.
He said the Golden State Warriors would not lose a home game. They lost the first home game.
Yeah.
Pay me.
Yeah.
He had a crisp $100 bill. Eli, you know, he got money. He could be having his money stashed and shit. So he paid. I said, no, hold it. Let it stay warm.
Yeah.
Because I want $200. Like, I want that shit to feel like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I got to just win the series.
Gotcha.
And yes, I will take his money. He's 22 years old. I don't give a shit. Cell balls and that shit.
He doesn't take Eli's money when he wasn't 22 years old.
Let that be a lesson to you. Don't bet me. And he be using his stats and because statistics, we 9-0 at home. So that mean, I said, what that mean, homie?
Yeah.
It don't mean nothing. Watch this.
Yeah.
And boom. Took his money.
So Eli's cool. He's an inspiration. Of course. Lord knows.
No, Lord knows. Absolutely. You got a chance to build with him. And see, a lot of people, they see him at first and they go, oh, no. Once you build with him, it's a wrap. And Leslie was in his ass.
About
doing certain things in his show and things that he could do on his own. You know, she was pressing. Eli was sweating over there and shit. He had a little drink.
First off, because Leslie's tall as hell, so she's looking down like.
Yeah, like, well, what's the problem, son?
Yeah.
No. And he kept trying to box out of it. No, because. You know, I have the cerebral palsy. Send him shit about none of that shit, nigga. You talking. You got cerebral palsy. Can you read? Can you write? Yeah. Can you know how to use your fingers? Start doing this. Start doing that. And he was like, ah, damn. And Leslie's tough.
Super tough.
Tough.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the Denver Broncos was sold to one of the Walmart heirs for $4.5 billion.
Get that money, man. Get that money, man.
So much for a black owner.
Yeah, I thought a black owner, but I'm thinking Denver might not have been the right Washington.
Ooh.
The
Redskins.
Hellblazers or skinheads.
The Commanders.
The Commanders. That's what they call them. Yeah. I call them skinheads.
The skinheads.
Yeah, the Commanders.
Yeah.
Might be a better You know what I mean? But I did think there was a Jay-Z and maybe a few other people would get involved with the Denver situation, but he bought the whole team.
Yeah.
He put down 4.5. That means your money. See, that's when you start knowing who really got money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jay and them, I appreciate.
They had to partner.
Yeah, they have to partner up. And yeah,
Trav, thank you for the super chat.
113% of the, you know, and I get that. That's a start.
Yeah.
These real moguls is coming to the 4.5 million and it's nothing. Yeah. Walmart, come on, the richest family in the world.
Yo.
Or based on retail and
stuff. Yo, he was number one at one point and then he died. And then his kids became like 2, 3, and 4 because he gave him his money.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's nothing for them. And this will be a toy. You know, we got a team now. Let's see them go out and play.
Yeah.
And, you know.
He this is like the most expensive sports team. The most expensive The most expensive purchase of a sports team in history.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
4.5?
4.5.
And plus, you know, they got all them alien bases. That Colorado?
Yeah.
The airport out there is crazy, I heard. It's underground bases.
Yo, I heard about this lake. I don't, it's Lake, it starts with an L. But I heard it kills somebody like every summer.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes a body.
Yeah, like, y'all know what I'm talking about in the chat. I think y'all mentioned it. And it's a fascinating story. Like it's a rabbit hole. Like you would get lost in.
No,
but all the people who's dying over there.
No, but this is what I mean.
Lanier, yeah.
This is what I mean by use common sense.
Yeah.
If they be like, yo, you know niggas be dying in there. I ain't going in there.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. It's not a let me see.
It's in Georgia, guys.
Let me see if
somebody say it was built on a plantation.
Yeah, dude. So the plantation is taking a body. Every now and then, I'm not gonna be that one.
Yeah.
No, that's just not gonna do it. Statistics tell me, nope, not a good look.
Yep. Cause I was fascinated by that story.
Yep, Lake Lanier.
Somebody said, y'all heard about the security boost Ricky Gervais had to hire as a result of his comedy stand up? No, I didn't know he had to. I'm sure. He was bugging on that special.
But remember, he was bugging before that special.
Yes, he was. He was talking about...
At the Golden Globes.
Yeah, he was talking about Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, he was going in. So
all of them was uncomfortable as hell.
They were very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his mission is, but he started bugging. So yeah, he's going to need security.
Josh should have... Wait, seriously? Josh, you serious?
Oh,
he said I've had two friends die in it. Seriously?
Sheesh.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Nah, I'm not even gonna chance it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. I ain't gonna do the pepper, the cayenne pepper challenge and none of that shit.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching you choke, and I'm gonna let me do the cinnamon powder challenge. Nope. Not gonna do it.
What else?
The Carolina Panthers have hired the first transformer cheerleader. The code word.
Okay, got it.
Black, of course.
Got it, I like it.
And then, you know, your whole life, you want to lift a shorty up. You know, when I lift a shorty up, I'm on the bottom. I want to see buttocks. A beautiful, I don't want to see your shit hanging. That's just not going to be a good look. Especially if he's the top
again,
unless he's the bottom or something.
Again,
and that's being
virtual signaling.
That's being bad.
They do it in quote unquote Pride Month.
Yeah, of course. But you know, it's a character.
Here's the thing.
I'm gonna drop you.
And here's the thing. They make these moves to get like, oh man, we got the thinking that they're gonna get more people in the seats when you alienate. Majority of your supporters who are not into it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the world we live in.
What is a woman, right?
Yeah, what is a woman these days?
What is a woman? Because I was about to say, it's probably women who like, yo, that's a job that you
take. That is a job.
But again, what is a woman?
Because if you don't know, look, that looks like a, you know.
No.
And you go, all right, let's practice. Everybody, huddle up. You toss you up, the routine, and you do that, and you see that, I'm gonna drop you. It's just gonna be bam, like, oh shit, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Nah, not all you.
Somebody said, y'all peeped the doc. Yeah, this white guy, his name is Matt Walsh. He be with the Daily Wire, the Daily Wire thing. White dude. He be with Ben Shapiro and them. He created a whole doc called What Is a Woman? Did you see the trailer?
Nah, I didn't see it.
Actually looks really, really good.
Oh, yeah?
Cause listen, I've been seeing this phenomenon of drag shows geared towards children.
I saw that too.
I think that's inappropriate. And I think but it's there's parents bringing their kids there. I saw a video of a kid putting dollar bills in somebody like that. I think that is inappropriate.
But
and that's not me being transphobic. That is just like
it's not a spot for kids. And again, where do we draw the line with this? You know, you do what you want in the privacy of your own home and who you love. But come on. You got kids, you know, falling for this now. And kids are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the thing I'm talking about. Nah, I didn't see. I'm going to watch the documentary. Is it out yet?
It is. I'll see if I could. I'm going to see if I buy it and send it to you.
What is a woman? I think.
It's called What Is a Woman?
Damn, we need documentaries now?
He's interviewing like actual doctors, and they playing stupid. Like,
because they making their money.
Yeah.
And then they
one of the doctors said, like, oh, hormone blockers doesn't affect you long term. You could just start your hormones and stop them again. It's like a button, like on and off button. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. So, you know, big up to the trailblazer.
I guess.
Transformer. Yeah.
You're right, I guess.
Who has now broken new ground.
What do you think about LeBron calling out Biden to bring home Brittany Griner?
I think it's a political move.
On his part. Yes.
But he's been silent for way too long. The NBA and WNBA have a bond.
Mm-hmm.
She's been out there way too long. If that was LeBron out there or Tom Brady,
yes,
this we'd be in World War III.
Yes.
So the fact that he's lending his voice to that, I have no problem with that. When you have political clout, you have to know when to use it. So if it's going to bring her home faster or the potential to bring her home, bro.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Real quick, somebody asked, this shirt is available in black. It's on the website. It is available in black.
Yeah.
Andre Mitchell.
Sure enough is.
The Russians said if any part of Russia gets hit with a missile that was provided to Ukraine by the West, it's on.
Who said that?
Russia.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
They're drawing a line in the sand. And again, because even Biden, he had to come out and say, well, I think, you know, Ukraine might have to cede some land to Russia in a negotiation to end it. Remember, they were talking, it was a good 2 weeks. They were talking like Russia, like Ukraine was winning.
Yeah.
Ghost of Kyiv and all this stuff and the Russians.
But I haven't heard a lot about it lately.
I have.
Okay.
I have. And I'm hearing that.
Because now the gun control has dominated.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that kind
but of that push. could be why, because they're getting their ass whipped. Yeah.
Jimmy the Jab done moved down. So, yeah, this is where we at now.
Haven't heard about monkeypox either.
Somebody asked in the chat, what was the illest conspiracy theory that I fell for?
Oh.
Or brought into. And I remember Bobby Hemmett telling me that there's sections in Africa. It's got these glass cities. Like the whole cities are made of glass. And
Wakanda?
I was like, yo, now you're pushing that nigga. Glass cities in the middle of Africa, Bobby. But he also said some real strange shit about this white powder that we created that, you know, that moves rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the pyramids are built. And again, I said, no, you mean rocks. Like a white powder with rocks, and come to find out that sound is how or sound vibration. So he wasn't too far off of the, you know what I'm saying, and how these rocks were moved and stuff.
Now Y2K, when you had us all.
Oh no, that was the one I participated in. Yeah, I fully participated in Y2K.
Yeah.
I had water helmets, transistor radios, gas masks. I was ready for the world to end.
We probably need to get back on that.
Right now is probably the time, man. I'm looking out the window of my aluminum helmet. Why are people still out here? Don't they know this shit is over? Niggas looking up, the fuck's up with this nigga in the fucking aluminum helmet?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I think I wiped so many people out with water that time. It scared people.
Yeah.
We were in the supermarket and people were just going about their business, but I was buying so much water that people were like, fuck does this nigga know? I was going out with my shit was lean. I had 2-3 carts and people got nervous. I better get some water. Obviously this nigga here knows something.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I was walking out with the water and shit. I had one twist up radio and shit.
Yeah.
Don't even need batteries sitting by it. You know what I'm saying? December 31st, 1999. What the fuck?
Oh man.
Yeah, we had so much water, the shit started exploding on the floor. It was so heavy, the bottom water started collapsing.
Yeah, you was wilding.
I was wilding. Yeah, I was wilding.
Danton Malcolm, do y'all believe or can y'all see enemy troops invading American land with the ground troops knowing our gun laws? I don't see that. I don't.
If it do, then you're looking at a civil war that you've of unthought of proportion because niggas got assault weapons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't like you said, the muskets back in the day. And,
yeah. No, I'm thinking you're talking about like a different country.
Oh, no. If that happens,
over. It was let happen. You know what I'm saying? Like that was.
Right. That was a part of the plan.
That was, you know, granted.
Yep. Today is 666.
Did you hear about Putin having cancer? I did not. I think I did hear about that.
Today is 666, huh?
Wait, is it?
June 6th.
Yeah, 2022.
Some sand, baby.
It is.
Bring on. You want to let's get some blood? We'll drink some blood.
No, I'm okay, sir.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, let me know now. You sure?
Yeah.
No blood for us. No blood.
Somebody said gas is almost $10 in California. Yeah, I'm staying home.
I had a hard time finding parking the other day, and I realized because people are not driving.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was saying, why the fuck ain't no parking?
Yeah.
People are like, listen, I can't afford to move my car right now.
Yeah.
What's your take on 666? Six electrons, six neutrons, six protons.
Melanin.
That's my take on the 666. I'm sticking to it. We are those beings. Yes, we are. And it is what it is.
Dad, have you ever seen Wilt Chamberlain in person? That's an odd question.
That's a very odd question. No. I haven't. Don Malcolm, did y'all watch Extension documentary on Hulu?
Nah.
No, I'm pretty sure Eli watched it, or that's Eli's guy, so I can have Eli get on it for us. Mega Bills, and most people don't know how to turn civilian rifles into fully automatic rifles. Okay. Those radios are expensive. They are. The aluminum helmets are easy to make.
Remember, Mega Bills, like that. Remember, that's where, I don't know if you remember, they were talking about the bump stocks.
Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, that made it easier to turn into automatic and we should just ban bump stock. And it was like.
It's a whole big case.
Yeah. That was like last year, the year before.
Yeah, people are definitely staying home. Circle the block.
Yeah, up on Stranger Things. Stranger Things was dope.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah, that was dope. I liked it. I'm not going to give it away. It was a real good twist at the end. Really dope. Somebody said, I park all day for $13. That being said, y'all.
Yeah.
With that being said, somebody said, largest amount of money removed from banking system in history. Did you know? No. I also heard about a eggplant being bombed.
Pause.
No. Oh, eggplant. Okay, yeah. Well, a plant that housed chicken eggs.
Oh, okay. Like a pause.
Was that was funny. Was actually set on fire. Mm. I think it's the 19th food processing plant in the country that had done so this year.
Eggs, huh?
Eggs. And I heard something about rice out of India.
Fly lice?
Yeah, not being like halted from being. It's a lot going on here, man.
You got a fly lice? I make fun of Puerto Ricans too. Flint fly. How about that one? Flint fly.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be discriminated against the Chinese.
Work on it, then bring it.
You know Flint fly. You like a scrambled egg and Flint fly? Yeah, that's what they always say. I said, huh? You want a scrambled egg with Flint fly? I'm like, yeah, give me some Flint fly. Fly lice and Flint fly. That is bad. That is very bad. Okay.
Real quick, one more thing. Somebody said, Dad, did you see an interview on 60 Minutes about a black family buying a house that turned out to be his family's plantation?
I did. I didn't get into the whole depth of the story, but he was drawn to that house. And I believe that was his family's plantation house, yes.
Wow.
I did. That is something. We are all connected to somehow, and a lot of times you're drawn to things and you don't know why. Mm. And, you know, once you get in tune, it all makes sense.
All right, guys. So with that being said,
I know black. I'm Dominican. I know black. I know black. I'm Dominican.
With that being said, and I'm seeing 666 likes right now. So now it's 6699. All right, cool. So with that being said, guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you are not a member, don't forget to join the membership. The link is in the description below.
Yes.
It's only $5. Go to urbanx.nyc. Scroll down. You can join for $5 a month or $50 for the entire year.
Just give us the $5. Stop playing.
All right? Go to shopurbanx.com. Get some of these Father's Day shirts for your father, your husband.
Yeah, we got the granddad joints.
We got the granddad stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Super excited. And we will see you guys at in the after show.
In the after show.
Give us 20 minutes.
Peace.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.